The post-game show on the Iron Pigs Radio Network.
.853 in the Lehigh Valley, and the Iron Pigs fly to a 6-3 victory over the Pawtucket Red Sox for the first time in the 10-year history. And boy, do we say this a lot. The Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs have done something for the first time, and that is sweep a Red Sox team at McCoy Stadium in Pawtucket. Welcome to the postgame show. I'm Sam Mines, and this is your happy recap for June the 21st, 2017. And boy, there's a lot of good highlights to go around in this one. This Iron Pigs team is, quite frankly, something else. Never out of it. They never stop believing. And this is not the first time this type of comeback has happened, too. Not off the top of my head can I give you specifics, but I could certainly count on at least two hands the number of times this Pigs team has gotten into the seventh inning or later and just turned it on. Now, in this one, they actually took the lead first, which is not usual for them. They usually like to fall behind and then do this, but they did find themselves trailing 3-1 going into the ninth, but boy, there was no stopping them in the ninth inning. Buttrey couldn't do it, but J.P. Crawford could. And boy, what a game for J.P. Crawford. I mean, you want to talk about guys who have had a rough go of it to start this season. And even Crawford, who was out with an injury a little bit for the last couple of weeks, and he has been instrumental in this series defensively. Sound. I mean, today you think about even the one thing that Matt Provinz kept mentioning is that he was literally bouncing the ball to Rhys Hoskins so that he could avoid the sun. Now, I don't know why Rhys Hoskins isn't wearing sunglasses. That's a conversation for a whole nother day. But the fact that J.P. Crawford could make that sort of adjustment, not only to make the adjustment mentally, but to be skilled enough to know how he has to put the ball on the ground to skip it to his first baseman is something else. And then he comes through with a big hit. He also had all the big hits in this one, except for the Logan Moore RBI double. But otherwise, Crawford actually wasn't even a hit. He had the RBI ground out in the third inning. But he had four RBIs in a six-run game for the Pigs. Unbelievable game for Crawford. It's great to see J.P. Crawford really stepping up and performing at peak levels for this Iron Pigs team. And they need it. And there's no question about it. Crawford is a guy now who has to be looked at as someone that needs to contribute more. With the losses of some players going up to Philly and Featherston getting traded to Tampa. And so far in this series, he's done nothing but prove that he can step up and be even more instrumental to this Iron Pigs team defensively and offensively. And the Pigs have responded with a sweep of the Pawtucket Red Sox, their first ever sweep in Rhode Island. Incredible stuff. So, without further ado, let's get into these highlights. And for Cesar Ramos, it was another fantastic outing. And it's funny, Matt Provinz mentioned it in the broadcast. You know, every time I talk about Ramos coming, I'm always saying, you know, another spot start for Ramos. But at what point does it stop being a spot start? I mean, he started, I want to say, five games in a row now. And they've all been great. And he keeps, you know, getting stretched out little and little further. Today, he went six. Six innings for a guy who was going only 3 1/3 when he started this starting position, I guess four starts ago. Six innings. It's tremendous work today by Cesar Ramos. Just what the Pigs needed. The starting pitching has been fantastic. In each of these last five wins, Mark Leiter Jr., Tom Eshelman, Appel, Thompson, and now Ramos, it's been fantastic. And when you get that type of pitching, you're going to win five games in a row. It's simple as that. In the second inning, which is where we start, because in the first, the Pigs went 1-2-3, and the Red Sox, despite a couple of base runners, did not score. So we moved to the second inning, and the Pigs tried to rally in the top half of the inning. Dylan Cousins got a base hit. Hector Gomez was hit by a pitch, but Nick Williams grounded into a 6-4-3 double play, and Angela Mora grounded out. So in the bottom of the second inning, well, there's been a lot of double plays in this entire series. And we have another one to get to you here. Blake Swihart would ground out to first base, but then Jansen Whitty would get a base hit. But then Mike Miller would line into the three on assisted double play to get the Pigs out of the inning.
And the pitcher is swung on a high chop to third. Could be two. Moore fields by the back to second for one. The long relay is in time. Boy, you couldn't go more around the horn than just like that one there.
Well, that was the correct double play for that time of the game. The three unassisted double play comes later in the game. That's the fifth inning. But in this one, this was just an around the horn double play to get the Pigs out of trouble there. But I told you, there's a lot of double plays in this series. And that comes with good defense and good pitching for the Iron Pigs. And so, as you know, there's another highlight of a double play coming up later on in this one. But the Pigs get out of that one. And then to the top of the third, the Pigs back up Cesar Ramos by getting him a run. And it began with Logan Moore's first double of the game. Osmel Aguila bounced into a 1-5 fielder's choice, which erased Moore. But then Pedro Florimon hit a base hit, moving Aguila to third base. And then J.P. Crawford knocked him in with a ground ball.
Here's Crawford, and it swung on a ground ball softly at the second. I don't think they'll get two. They won't. A run's going to score. The only play for the charging Miller is to flip to first. Crawford is retired on a 4-3 putout, and the Pigs do score the run.
And the Pigs were up 1-0. So a nice hot start for the Pigs. Some good defense, some good pitching, and some timely hitting to give them a lead. Unfortunately, they would get nothing more in that one. Hoskins would walk, and Dylan Cousins would strike out to end the inning. Well, the Pigs had this tremendous shutout streak going, and you knew it had to end eventually, and eventually would be the bottom of the third inning in Game 3. Weird situation. Rusney Castillo led off with a base hit, but then could not continue in the game, and I believe it was after a throw-over attempt by Ramos that Castillo just pulled up lame. Something went on with Castillo, and we never found out anything else as the game moved on, but he was replaced by Hiker Meneses. And Meneses would stay on first base and pitch run for Castillo. But really, they could have had a mailbox running on first base because Ryan Court would come up next and drive them both in.
Now the pitch swung on, drilled in the air, left center field and deep. Williams is racing back at the track. Forget about it. It's out of here.
Well, all good things have to come to an end, I guess. In this one, the good thing was the shutout streak, but with the Pigs still getting the win, I guess you exchanged the battle for the war in this one. And the Sox finally had a run and a lead in this series. It was 2-1. So Ramos really just roughed up for the one home run there, but he would easily get out of it as Selsky would fly out and Bryce Brentz would ground out to shortstop. And actually, the inning started with a Matt Dominguez strikeout, so that was technically the first out. Then all of this action began. So that would be the third out, and then we would head to the fourth inning. Pigs got a two-out single from Angelo Mora, but nothing more, and the Red Sox went 1-2-3 in the fourth inning. In the top of the fifth, the Pigs went 1-2-3 as well, and then the Red Sox would tack one more on in the bottom of the fifth inning. Mike Miller would lead off with a double. Matt Dominguez would ground out to shortstop, moving Miller to third, and then Hiker Meneses, who replaced Rusney Castillo, would come up with a big hit of his own.
Infield in, pitch swung on and drilled down the left field line. This is trouble, a line drive. It sails and one hops against the left field corner. Miller scores easily. The throw goes to second. It's offline. It's the second double of the inning. This is an RBI double for Hiker Meneses. His first at-bat after coming in for Rusney Castillo. And it's now a 3-1 Paw Sox lead.
So Meneses, in his first at-bat, after replacing Castillo, came through with a big hit, and it was now 3-1 Pawtucket. So it looks like they brought their hitting bats with them today, but that would be it for them. They would not score again. Ryan Court would get a base hit, but then, as I teased earlier, the Pigs would turn the three unassisted double play.
Hoskins, and he steps right on the bag at first for a double play. It would have been maybe a double up the line, but because he was holding on the runner, he was right by the chalk, had to wheel his momentum around to make a nice lunging catch behind his momentum, and his momentum then picked back up right towards the bag where he plops his cleat down and quickly doubles up that runner.
So another big double play turned by the Pigs in the bottom of the fifth inning. In the sixth, the Pigs and the Red Sox would both go 1-2-3. In the seventh, the Pigs would go 1-2-3. And guess what happened in the bottom of the seventh? Mike Miller grounded into a double play for the Red Sox. So essentially, they would go three batters up, three batters down. The Pigs would get a two-out single in the top of the eighth inning, but nothing else would do from them. And then in the bottom of the eighth inning, a little bit of a rally started, but no runs came across the plate. Meneses started the inning off with a ground out to third base. Ryan Court walked. Steve Selsky popped up. Bryce Brents was hit by a pitch, but Brian Bogusevich grounded out to the pitcher to end the inning, meaning Pat Vendetti was in line for a win if the Pigs could come back. Down 3-1 going to the top of the ninth inning, but was it really ever a question? Of course the Pigs were going to come back. And it began on, well, as I like to say often, sometimes it's better to be lucky than to be good. And in this case, well, the Pigs got a little bit of luck to start their ninth inning rally, all thanks to a dropped ball in the outfield by Bryce Brents. And that put Hector Gomez on first base. So an error, an E9, led off the rally for the Pigs. And then the pitcher, Ty Buttrey, well, he could not help the Pigs out anymore by putting the next runner on, and that was Nick Williams. So the Pigs had two on and nobody out without really breaking a sweat in a game where they were down two. Angelo Mora would pop up, but Logan Moore would step up to the plate with a big hit next.
On deck is Aguila, who is 0-for-3 with a run. Runners lead off, two on, one out. The 0-2 swung on and ripped out towards the left field line and deep. Racing back goes Court. This ball is going to land fair in the corner. One runs in. Let's see if they'll send Williams. They will not. He stopped at third. Logan Moore's got his second double of the game. He just missed one a moment ago up the left field line. Then he darts one into the corner left field line, and it is in there by about 5 or 6 inches fair, and the Pigs have made it a 3-2 game.
And the comeback was on for the Iron Pigs. The next batter would walk. That would be Osmil Aguila, and that would be all for Ty Buttrey. He would exit the game, and Chandler Shepherd would enter, but things would be no easier for Chandler Shepherd, as Pedro Florimon would walk a work, and then J.P. Crawford would step up to the plate in the turning point of the game.
All three lead, and the 1-1 to Crawford. Swung on a drill. It is a base hit over the leap of the shortstop Miller into left center field. It splits the defenders and rolls all the way to the wall. Start the merry-go-round. One runs in. Two runs are in. Here comes Florimon. Three runs are in. It's J.P. Crawford, a three-run double.
And the Pigs were up 5-3 in the ninth inning. What an inning for the Iron Pigs to go up 5-3 and to complete the comeback. Rhys Hoskins would single after that, but Shepherd, would get back-to-back strikeouts of Dylan Cousins and Hector Gomez to end the inning, meaning Pedro Beato, the league leader in saves, would come on in the bottom of the ninth inning. At that time, he would allow Blake Swihart to start the inning off with a double. Swihart would tag up to third on the Jansen Witte flyout following, but Mike Miller would pop up, and then the game would end with Matt Dominguez.
Runner off third, Beato deals 0-2. He struck him out swinging. Got him on a hook in the dirt. And Pedro Beato, after the leadoff double, goes flyout, pop-up, strikeout. The Pigs go 5 in the top of the ninth inning. Ball game over. Los Cerritos vuelan. Los Cerritos vuelan. Los Cerritos vuelan. What a comeback. What a sweep. Their first ever here at McCoy Stadium.
Yeah, the first ever sweep at McCoy Stadium for the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs. It took 10 years, but boy, was it a good one. Your final score, once again, the Pigs fly to a 6-3 victory over the Pawtucket Red Sox. For the Iron Pigs, 6 runs, 8 hits, no errors. For Pawtucket, 3 runs, 8 hits, 1 error. The Pigs were 3-for-11 with runners on scoring position. They left 8 on base. The Red Sox were 2-for-9. They left 6 on base. Cesar Ramos went 6 innings. That's his long for the year. Wow, look at that. All three pitchers that went for the Iron Pigs in this series achieved their longest outings of the season in this series. Ramos, 6 innings, 7 hits, 3 earned runs, 1 walk, 2 strikeouts. Pat Venditti gets his league-leading 7th victory of the year. He is now 7-0, 2 innings, 2 walks. And Beato gets his league-leading 22nd save, an inning, a hit, and a strikeout. Marcus Walden was good. 6 innings, 4 hits, a run. It was earned. 2 walks and 6 strikeouts. He got a no decision. Brandon Workman got a hold. His third, 2 innings, a hit, and 4 strikeouts. Ty Buttrey got the blown save and the loss. He went 1/3 of an inning, giving up a hit, 5 runs, 4 earned, 3 walks. And Chandler Shepherd, he went 2/3, giving up 2 hits and 2 strikeouts. Time of the game, 2 hours, 39 minutes, in front of 4,425 at McCoy Stadium, where it was 83 degrees. A stunned McCoy Stadium as it saw the Pigs' first ever sweep inside of it. The Pigs, 48-24 on the year. Now they're 24 games over 500, a new high water mark. Pawtucket drops to under 500, having been swept. They are now 34-35. Once again, the Pigs defeat the Pawtucket Red Sox 6-3.